Winter is coming.
The Lannisters send their regards.
I drink, and I know things.
Dracarys.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
For the night is dark and full of terrors.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win, or you die. There is no middle ground.
Last night's was the last episode ever of Game of Thrones, and the worldwide phenomenon ended in a way many fans couldn't have predicted. That means it's time for our final Behind the Throne segment. All season, we've been speaking to members of Team Thrones who have worked to make the show a huge success. We've spoken to production designer Deb Riley, special effects coordinator Sam Conway, executive producer Bernie Caulfield, and composer Ramin Djawadi. Now we turn to the men behind the dragons, and also the White Walkers, and the CGI soldiers, and the Wanwan the Giant, but most importantly, the dragons. We're talking about the visual effects wizards, Steve Kulbeck, who's been a visual effects producer with the show since season two, and Joe Bauer, the visual effects supervisor, who joined in season three. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
And fans, there will be the S word, spoilers, just so you know. So Joe, what is your primary job as a visual effects supervisor?
My job is to coordinate with primarily Dan and David, and then the individual episode directors dig into the material that can't be photographed in the normal course of production, and then figure out what that is, what it should be, and then how to do it,
and then
to deliver it at the end.
So you're responsible for everything that the DP does not see through the camera lens.
That's correct.
So, Steve, after you guys receive a script, what are the next steps?
Next steps are looking through it and going, oh, my God, how are we possibly going to deliver on this? We start every season generally with an outline because the scripts aren't all ready yet, so we take our first stabs there. But as the scripts materialize, Dan and David are really good at describing and presenting what it is our mission is. There is always some interpretation, of course, and our little special sauce that we can bring to things. But my role is sort of like staff sergeant meets air traffic controller, organizing a breakdown of what all the individual bits of business will be, what the costs are, working with Joe to understand his take on what the direction of the creative will be and the methodologies we should be going toward, and then figuring out who are the best players on the landscape to be able to execute it and what the costs are, and then keeping it on the rails.
So, Joe, what is a specific example of something you saw in the script and you thought, I have no idea how we're going to do this, but then you ultimately did do it?
You know, oddly enough, it's a very small thing because the big things sort of make, you know, they're in our wheelhouse and they grow from previous seasons. But, you know, with the direwolves, people always ask how come the direwolves didn't play a larger part. And, you know, and it's because we shoot real wolves and then we do a scaling trick with them. And this year, for the first time, Dan and David were insistent that we see John's hand interact with Ghost's fur. Normally, it'll be the upstage hand, and you know you put the wolf over the top of John. But this time we had to. It doesn't sound hard, but it really is because the you know we shoot John and then we shoot the wolf, and we actually had to do a little robotics to get the scaled fur to be shot with the hand, and then add that to the scaled wolf. Anyway, it was many more steps than you would have guessed for those few seconds.
So, Steve, when people hear...
Which is ironic. Ironically, people were clamoring for that, and then ultimately they got to see it.
So when people hear Game of Thrones, they think dragons right away. But your team does so much more than just creating the dragons, although we'll get to them in a minute. Steve, what sort of work do you do to help enhance sets or to help create battle sequences?
Well, you know... Early on in the run of Game of Thrones, we were shooting in locations, and we would have a Winterfell set, and we needed to kind of tack on the top floor of it because the set would only be built so high for production and financial concerns. As we got to the end of the run, and we had to have scenes that were so completely virtual because they just simply didn't exist and couldn't exist. We ended up, you'd be surprised to see when John is walking up the stairs toward Danny in the triumphant moment where she's having her her big plaza scene in front of all of the Unsullied and all of the Dothraki to make her speech. You know, he's in front of a green screen on a stage, much the way you see a lot of work being done these days, because there was just simply no way to shoot much of that environment beyond a stair set that Deb Riley and her team had put together. And then everything is filled in the background. So it's quite a significant CG construction. And there was a company called Scanline that was with us that put that together for us. But it's a tremendous amount of work, not only to execute that, but to make it look photorealistic.
My guess.
Yeah, it's something that we avoided.
Something
we avoided throughout because the show is so. So I've always called it a mud and dirt show, and you know, there's nothing high tech about the look of it. So if the electronics came in and didn't exactly match the same aesthetic, then it would bump. So we've really avoided trying to do full CG sets, but as Steve said, the story ultimately demanded it.
My guests are Steve Kolbeck, visual effects producer for Game of Thrones, and Joe Bauer, visual effects supervisor for Game of Thrones. Okay, now I want to talk dragons. How did you decide what it was going to look like when the dragons began flying? What kind of research did you do? Either gentleman, take this.
Yeah, all of our fantasy creatures, if you want to call it that, come from photo research and video research. And without Google and YouTube, I don't know how we would have done it, truthfully. But but we researched bats, a lot of footage of bats flying, and it's available, thank God, in the super slow motion. Also, hawks and eagles, owls taking off, landing. And looking at that material with the super talented animators at different facilities that we've used. And just getting the weight and dynamics correct, and also part of that is getting the proportions correct as the dragons grow, and we were very keen on making sure that it looked possible, and it was a lot of work just to do that correctly.
Well,
and of course, for the look of it, the textures, there's an enormous amount of research looking at lizards and reptiles and the sort of skins and colors. You know, once upon a time we did the manticore and, you know, looked at creatures that can disguise themselves or try to mesmerize you with exotic colors on their surface.
Much like we do in a production meeting.
and then we have we had a lovely fellow by the name of Dan Ketcher, who's in the business of designing creatures like this, and he has a particular fascination with dragons and a great expertise. And you know, when it comes to the proportionality and how the evolution might be as they, you know, grew from little tiny beggars that look kind of like pups until, you know, through adolescence and so forth. It was a tremendous collaboration, really.
Gentlemen, before I let you go, I'm curious, what lessons or experiences did you have from your time on Game of Thrones that you think that you'll take with you throughout the rest of your career?
Oh, boy. Work with the best people. I think that's the one from the producers throughout every aspect of production people, the camera operators, the special effects stunts, and our vendors, our fantastic vendors that always made us look good. You know, work with the best people and work hard. Those two things.
I think whenever you're traveling to far-flung locations, always bring your own coffee beans to make sure you're not going to be under-caffeinated as the process unfolds. It was an insane amount of work, and the folks who we were working with were incredible overachievers, and it was really a blessing to have the same level of intensity across all of the crew. And just talking to everyone and really sourcing the best possible people for the jobs at hand really did make the difference.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
My guests have been Steve Kulback and Joe Bauer, visual effects producers and supervisors on Game of Thrones.